This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Broadcasting live from Rosalita's, Dr. Michael Jones sponsors a lot of our program, 866-260-EYES, longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area, from routine eye exams to LASIK. Get the LASIK surgery done. He can do it in 11 seconds. He's the best at what he does. 866-260-EYES. Please tell them I sent you. And we want to tell you about the Gatesworth Finest in Senior Living, 170 Del Mar. The answer is always yes. When you call down to the front desk, it is a beautiful place. It's like being on a cruise ship. The Gatesworth. Martin Kilcoyne joins us now. What a great time to be a St. Louis sports fan.
Exciting weekend. Cards, Cubs at Wrigley. Blues tonight. Blues on Sunday. Although the game on Sunday is not being televised, I'm being told now. Is that right?
2 o'clock post-game show with Cam Jansen.
I like the games on Channel 5 because I know that they will actually be on. There's no confusion. The other night they did start the Blues game, the coverage on NBC Sports Network.
You think they delayed the game?
They delayed it a little bit, but I honestly, sitting at work, was just wondering, will it actually be? I didn't know, like, because you're watching, and then NHL.com was in the middle of a panel discussion. So I was texting Charlie, who was in Dallas, said, has the game begun? Because I did have some concerns that maybe I was missing it, and those were legit concerns.
And, you know, to blame Channel 5 for something NBC Sports does, because it's like if we would start blaming you for Sean Hannity's, you know, conservative rhetoric.
It is amazing how many people, if they come up to me, and typically older white males, and they'll say, I really like watching you, and I say, thanks. They said, we like everything Fox is all about. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah. And, like, and then you tell Sean. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, we're not exactly under the same roof. It is interesting how people associate everything we do at Fox, too. Not everybody does, for better or worse, but a lot of people will say, we like everything about Fox. You keep it up. I'm like, you're damn right. We're great Americans over here at Fox 2.
I may or may not have searched Frank's name on Twitter before game four, and there was one gentleman who was very concerned about whether or not you had control over being able to switch away from the first game.
Chuck started a horrible narrative.
When it gets to the conference final, is it all NBC main network, or is it kind of split? More of a weekend thing, probably?
I think so, yeah.
And then what about the Stanley Cup final? Is that all NBC?
Yes.
It is at that point.
Yeah. Strick may be a part of the post-game show, and he says, because he's a little concerned if the Fox people will be upset with him doing that. And he goes, but if we get to the finals, I don't care. I'm doing it all the time.
I am available. Yeah. That's when you say, no, we're good.
Yeah, Cam's doing fine.
Yeah, we got Cam, and I think Reed Lowe's coming by, we've got Kelly Chase flying in. And Strick, I'm sorry, we're good.
Joining us now, Brett Hall. Thank you, Andy. We'll pass.
All right, how about 5 for Frank on this Friday, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
They do it with politicians, governors, presidents, the first 100 days. For Mike Schilt, it's the first 100 games. He's 61 and 39. Grade the hire of Mike Schilt.
I don't know how it could be lower than a 9 and close to a 10. I mean, what possible issue could you have with the guy?
Right, because last year they were a 500 team. He took over, and they were about 12 or 13 over with him in charge. Gave that season some life, to his credit. And this year, you're off to one of the best starts the franchise has ever had. And I get the argument, and that's kind of why we played the La Russa clip yesterday, where he was, quote, a no-name hire. But I think something Tony said is it's kind of old school where guys did come up through the system. They managed in the minor leagues. They proved they could do it. They
what
learned
a novel concept.
Right. I mean, it's just a trend in baseball lately where you grab a former player or
Robin,
a broadcaster.
Was Robin Ventura before Matheny? It was like,
I believe he was.
Yeah, then all of a sudden you got Brad Ausmus and these guys that never managed a day in their life.
Had Girardi been on a bench somewhere before the Yankees? Or was
he was the Marlins coach before the Yankees. For 1 year, he was a manager for the Florida Marlins.
Okay, but before he got the Marlins job, was he ever a coach anywhere? Is he straight?
Because
there really was this trend of former players,
I think
Ausmus, Matheny, Ventura.
I think he was in baseball. The Ventura and Matheny things were so out in left field, you know, the managing in Chesterfield, and all of a sudden you're managing the Cardinals.
But Mike Schilt, again, doesn't pass the sizzle test right out of the gate. Maybe an underrated sense of humor. And last night, I have to be honest, And Chuck got a lot of play out of this by grabbing the clip off TV. A little more saltiness to Shilt than I thought was there. Clearly the W, the T, the
all
F
right, now
was there.
I love that.
On 10, at 10 o'clock, did you actually – I cut out right before the Fs were coming because there was a stretch where he was just mad. Then because, we would get letters.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. We didn't have it, and here's why. Our recordings, the way it works, this is all inside baseball. It's really boring, but they have to stop and start them every 2 hours because
of
the quality of the picture. Because of the long rain delay, they were stopping and starting at a different time. So they were in the middle of stopping. And trust me, I was not. I might have done a WTF myself when because
well, how did Chuck get it then?
Because
he was
he was watching at home.
Of course he was.
But because it was the Goldschmidt at bat, forget the Shilt shot. I needed that at bat. I mean, it's a pinch hit by Goldschmidt.
It's the biggest moment of the game.
Yeah, biggest moment of the game. And our producer's running down the hall, and he goes, Vegas, you're not going to believe this. So I was yelling a WTF a time or two myself. So we got it from MASN. We got the Nats version. So we got the at bat.
But not the tight shot of
Shilt. But we didn't have a Shilt
cutaway. Okay, because I'm going to air that today in Flash exclusive.
Yeah, there
Fox 2 exclusive.
By the way, Girardi was the Yankees bench coach for a year or two before being hired by
so Ventura and Matheny were the first.
Is Ventura anywhere in the game now?
It's a good question. Doesn't appear to be right now.
All right, true or false, we'll keep with the Charlie Marlowe related. I'm sure he's enjoying the conversation on his way in. True or false, Charlie was gambling on Miss USA last night and lost money when Miss North Carolina took home the prize. He really liked Miss New Mexico and the odds that were out there earlier, and he told Jess, boy, I got a good feeling about this. And
what about Miss New Hampshire?
Do we think he wagered on that?
Oh, my goodness.
I think there's a chance.
Oh, boy.
It was on Fox. So he probably was obligated to watch.
Lovely ladies, though.
All right. Who's the hotter team, Cardinals or Cubs? I've got the Cubs at 15-6 in their last 21. Cards are 16-6 in their last 22, if I did the math correctly. Who has the edge going into this weekend?
Boy, I tell you, I like the Cardinals. I like Paul Goldschmidt in a big-time atmosphere against a team he's done relatively well. The interesting thing is the common denominator of their successes, bullpens, absolutely spectacular.
And I'm surprised that that's true for the Cubs.
Yes.
I really thought that was going to be an Achilles heel. It still may end up being.
So you had Gant and Brebbia with .50 ERA. Sorry.
I kind of was counting on that. Leon's my guy. Asked him if he spoke English last year. Yeah, I'm from Connecticut.
You did?
No, but I wasn't positive when they signed him. I'm like, oh, is he speaking English? Like, he's from Connecticut. I just saw the name.
I remember when Alex Reyes first came up, before anybody knew about the whole story, I went to Claiborne and said, what's his English like? He's from freaking New Jersey.
The worst.
So it's okay.
Okay, the worst still is Rico Washington. When I went over and said, hablo, he said, what's up, dude? I'm like, I just saw Rico, and I kind of got – I hadn't really researched it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
All right, Cubs cards related. How lustily will Molina be booed today? We spent a lot of time on the whole Chris Bryant thing. I'm not sure how much Chicago's focused on that, although the reaction from Yachty was pretty strong.
Yeah, but he's booed there anyway. Probably a little bit more vociferously today. I will say this. The greeting Bryant will get in St. Louis will be far worse than the one Yachty will get today in Chicago.
How will Molina handle it? The first Chris Bryant advance.
Well, Bryant will know not to tap.
Do you think Molina will kind of give him a fist pound or kind of like let it be known? No?
He will not acknowledge him. And if Chris Bryant tries to tap him, then we're going to have another
Brandon
Phillips.
We're going to have Brandon Phillips? Really?
No. But he won't try to tap him. He's smart enough. Bryant's not like a bad guy.
No, and apparently he is, if anything, he's kind of boring to Chicago media. Like, they don't consider him that interesting. Loosely.
Who's calling the kettle black.
Yeah, they're saying, like, the fact that he made headlines was shocking because he, like, Rizzo has some personality and steps out there a little bit, but apparently Bryant, I mean, when's the last time Chris Bryant said anything interesting other than that? And by the way, our boring hockey team's in the playoffs right now. Granted, they got those Stanley Cups. All right, Blues series. The fact that we thought it would be a 6 or 7 game series, most people did, right?
Absolutely.
Why are we reacting to it being 2-2? Isn't it weird? You go into a series and say, yeah, it's a 6 or 7 game deal. And then when it's 2-2, everyone's like, oh, boy, what happened?
Yeah, and even
what happened is exactly what we thought would happen.
Yeah, and even the game four, it looked like it was going to be a blowout. The Blues came back. Who knows if they would have scored a goal, made it 4-3, how interesting those final seconds would have been. So, absolutely, you knew these two teams were going 6 or 7.
Is there a Frank pick to click tonight? Do you have a vibe on anybody?
You know what? I'm going to go O'Reilly.
Boy, he is. Dude, I got a nasty email at work saying, how come you're not chewing out O'Reilly? Look, I'm like, the guy was the best player like all year.
Was this the guy who gets mad at you all the time, the MLS Enterprise?
No, he wrote me last night about what he write you about the Stiefel. Out of nowhere, it said, yeah, your hockey coverage is great, but Mark Sauer screwed over this city. Harry Arnest, this is like old school Blues history. And then he said, in the Stillman group is the greediest of the bunch. I'm like,
yeah.
Is that right?
He chastised me after the Kavanaugh television interview, and he said, you know, he's an owner of the Blues, too, so that's really bad news.
Is he really, Kavanaugh?
I guess he's got a small piece.
He's got nice teeth, too. That's
it was
awesome,
yes, unsolicited last night. I'm like, what? We weren't doing a commentary, because his whole thing is really about how the Kiel Opera House sat dormant, and then when they brought it back, yeah, he was still mad.
Now, you actually respond to him once in a while.
I told him to get out and go for a walk.
Because I feel like if I respond to him, it's like feeding a cat. Then I've established something, and he'll keep coming back. I'm just going to ignore him.
I haven't in a while, I have to be honest. All right, number five, Tommy Pham will never change. True or false?
True.
Never. And thank
God goodness. Bless him for it.
Okay, yes. Did you see online, the guy who is the stat guy, whatever, puts out Stats LLC, tracking plate discipline that asks who swings at pitches that produce the best results, minimum 400 pitches. This is really like nerded out stats, right? Plate discipline. It's a stat that finds out who swings at pitches that produce the best results. Tommy Pham is number one on this list. Mike Trout is number two. Then it goes down the line. Tommy Pham replied to the tweet and said, how can I check on the pitches that are called out of the K zone that are called strikes on me? Like, he really wants to drill down.
Oh,
even.
Oh, my gosh.
He wants to know what pitches, how do I find those pitches that were called strikes against me, but they were out of the K zone?
And it was supplied. He's eighth.
He's eighth.
He's eighth. He has the eighth highest amount of strikes called outside the zone on him.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I want them to trade him back so much.
Oh,
I don't care what kind of logjam it creates. Bring him back.
Tommy Pham,
delight.
Don't ever change.
No.
And those pesky Tampa Bay Rays are pretty darn good. How about the Minnesota Twins, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the St. Louis Cardinals? All your low-budget teams,
yeah,
right?
And in the Central, it's more interesting because Corey Kluber is now out for the time being.
Yeah.
They already have Mike Clevenger out for a fairly significant amount of time. The Twins can be around to stay for this year.
Kluber thing is, he's going to be out. It might be August before you see him.
Maybe this feels like a little
broken
teaser.
Arm.
Maybe a Trevor Bauer deal for the Cardinals.
This feels like
deadline?
A little preview of 590 baseball.
Yeah, get off baseball.
Oh,
hockey,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mention Cardinals. I didn't mean to mention the standings.
Cardinals Cubs game delay till 2.
Hoff is embarrassed that he actually started revealing some stats because normally on Friday he sits on those.
End of the day
o'clock.
Will end at 12:50.
In fact, Hoff's like, it's kind of the end of the day right now. Let's get to it. All right, Five for Frank brought to you by Greenville University. More information at greenville.edu. Frank has stepped away. He's got Blues duties. When we come back, really a fascinating story. Valentino Dixon. And if you simply Google his name, first of all, it's a cool name.
Yes, it is.
Valentino Dixon.
Sounds like a boxing name, doesn't it? Valentino Dixon.
Or an artist.
Yeah. Does.
Rapper, a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And his story is really unbelievable. Wrongly accused, wrongly incarcerated for a murder in the Buffalo area, gets a 39-year prison sentence, serves 27 years, is exonerated in part because of a Golf Digest investigation. They became familiar with his story because he became an artist. I guess he was an artist, but he started drawing pictures of Augusta, these paintings, beautiful painting, because a warden gave him a Golf Digest, and he'd never been to the Masters, never been to Augusta, started doing these paintings. They got to know his story. They got interested, and then some lawyers got involved. He's now a free man, and his art is on display in St. Louis today. Beautiful golf drawings of Augusta. We'll check in with Valentino Dixon next when the Hollywood Casino Press Box continues in the shadows of Rosalita's downtown St. Louis. It's Cinco de Mayo celebration coming up all weekend here in downtown.